The fallout from the assault allegations against Bethel Democratic Representative Zach Fansler continued today, with members from both parties calling for him to resign. Fansler didn't show up in the Capitol on the first weekday since the Juneau Empire reported that Juneau Police and the Department of Law were investigating him. The Juneau Empire reports Fansler was drunk and slapped a woman repeatedly, rupturing her eardrum, one when she denied his sexual advances. Anchorage Democratic Representative Ivy Sponholz says at this point, Fansler can't adequately represent his constituents.
I join House Majority Coalition leadership in calling for Representative Fansler's resignation. I think that as leaders, we are called to a higher standard, the highest standard of behavior, ethical and moral.
The House Majority Caucus is scheduled to meet this evening. It will be the first caucus meeting since the allegations became public and could lead to Fansler being removed by the caucus and losing committee assignments. If Fansler doesn't resign, he could be expelled from the House by a two-thirds vote of House members, or 27 of 40. The House Rules Committee also is meeting tonight and could start the expulsion process. Anchorage Republican Representative Charisse Millette says she expects Fansler to, quote, do the right thing and resign.
We have got to stop tolerating this behavior. We have got to stop sweeping it under the rug. And we have got to honor the victims and their bravery coming forward.
House members say they believe Fansler is still in Juneau. It's unclear when or if he will visit the Capitol again.